Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcast live from our studios in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Daniel Gillum.
Thank you very much, and welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5. We are broadcasting live from the Performance Studio at 619 South 4th Street, the Public Radio Partnership, and we'd like to welcome our listeners who are on the radio right now, and our live audience here to welcome the Brazilian piano duo made up of Teresa Tedder and Joana Jimenez, and they're going to begin by playing. Thank you. Classical 90.5, pianist Teresa Tedder and Joanna Ximenez. And who was the music by?
This was by Francisco Mignone, a Brazilian composer born of Italian immigrants. Passed away only in 1987, so a fairly recent composer.
It's very infectious writing, very rhythmic,
yes.
And dance-like. Mm-hmm. We know of some Brazilian composers who, of course, use the traditional Brazilian dances. Do we see any dances in his works?
Yes, in fact, Brazil was has Portuguese background, but mm-hmm. also the African element is very, very present, and it is in this piece. Congada is the name of the piece, which means a rhythm coming from the Congo in Africa.
Okay.
So all that's
right.
Why you hear all the percussiveness in the bass.
Very mm-hmm. exciting music. Really, now, we're going to hear something else from this composer, too.
Yes. Now, it's something completely different. He also wrote pieces using folk songs and children's songs. So this next one is one of the children's songs that they sing and do their little dances to in Brazil.
And what's it called?
No Fundo do Meu Quintal.
Which means?
Deep in my backyard.
Deep in your backyard. Well, yes. We'll learn more about Teresa and Joanna later in the program, but let's hear some more music. Wonderful. Now, for our listening audience, there was somewhat of a switch here. We're talking with Joanna Ximenez, and she was playing the bass part. And this time we had Teresa Tedder playing the bass part. Right. And is this a common practice for four hands?
Yes, we switch off. There's no really any rhyme or reason to what we do. Sometimes it's which we like best or which we want to play at that time.
Now,
so we will be switching back and forth.
All right. Well, now tell us about your relationship as pianist. How long have you been playing together?
We began playing together in the spring of 2002. I was living in Brazil for 28 years until August of 2000 and came back to the United States, went to Campbellsville, Kentucky, and a mutual friend introduced us. And then not long afterwards, we began to play together. I introduced her to some Brazilian duets, and she loved them, and we started performing together.
Wonderful. Now, you just mentioned why Brazilian music is so important to you. You lived there for 28 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In your search for composers, have you come across some real gems that maybe we don't hear about as much and we should?
Yes. Uh-huh. In fact, I would say the majority of this music no one in the States has heard of. Our last piece will be by Villa-Lobos, and that is probably the only Brazilian composer mm-hmm. that Americans are familiar with.
Now, Teresa, you are the artist in residence at St. Catherine School in
College.
College.
Yes. Kentucky's newest 4-year college.
Okay. little promotion there. And how long have you been there at St. Catherine?
Since 2000.
Since 2000. Mm-hmm. Teaching piano and music and...
Teach, yes, classroom music and have a title of artist or musician in residence.
Uh-huh.
So they give me academic credit for performance and composition.
And now, what do you think about all this Brazilian music?
I adore this Brazilian music.
It's hard not to like it when it's so rhythmic.
It's infectious.
It is. Yeah, you're right, it is. But there's also another interest of yours, which is American composers. Is that right?
Absolutely. I feel very strongly about both the Brazilian and American composers in that they should not have to be introduced as something out of the ordinary mm-hmm. or extraordinary, but as part of the mainstream. And I find that both Brazilian and a lot of the American composers, it's almost as you have to give a caveat. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is one of those good American composers, as if that is an unusual occurrence.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Well, I think we agree on that. And let's hear some more music. And Joanna, why don't you tell us about our next composer and maybe the next few pieces you'll be playing?
Okay. The next group of four pieces is a suite by Osvaldo Lacerda. He is a living composer. And this was composed in 1968. The first is Dobrado, which is a two-step march. Then we have Embolada, which is a typical melody and rhythm from Brazil, not easily translated. The third is Seresta, which is a serenade. And then the fourth piece, once again, we get back to the African roots with this.
Well, live on Classical 90.5 and during Lunchtime Classics, pianist Teresa Tedder and Joanna Ximenez. Classical 90.5, Joanna Jimenez and Teresa Tedder, both a pianist and one piano today, the Steinway here in the performance studios of Classical 90.5. Wonderful music, and remind us again of the composer of this work.
Osvaldo Lacerda, a living composer.
Living composer,
yes.
From Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And we're listening to Brazilian composers today,
right,
on Lunchtime Classics.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about the piano four hands repertoire as a whole. Going back to maybe Mozart and Brahms, there are some, yes, and Teresa, you can join us too. There is a wealth of literature for piano four hands, but maybe not as much as one would think. Is there a lack of modern day literature for piano four hands that's maybe not a teaching tool, but more performance oriented?
Yes, we think so. once you get past 19th century, there's not very much in the 20th century that's suitable for concert stage. Some, but not very much, which we think is a shame. How many piano players spend lonely hours practicing day after day, week after week? I was always, when I was growing up as a young girl, was very, very jealous of people that got to play in bands and orchestras and ensembles. And so both as a social aspect in private teaching, and it's fun to do and it's fun to watch.
Well, that was my next point for our viewing audience. And it's ironic that a lot of this music comes from dance, because watching these two ladies perform is like watching a dance. And Teresa's arm may come across Joanna's body to start a glissando or something, and they're crossing hands. It's a very physical thing to watch.
It is. We were asked several years ago to name our duo, and so we chose the French term pas de deux, which is dance, of course, for two.
Uh-huh.
We have to spend as much time choreographing how we're going to actually physically maneuver at the keyboard as we do just about practicing. So it is a dance for two.
Now I'll put you on the spot. Have there ever been any accidents?
How long do we have?
Yeah. Okay, so yes, there have been, right? Hopefully no one has become too injured in these accidents. Talking about Brazilian composers, do you find a lot of music for piano four hands from Brazil?
There is not a lot. In fact, we have pretty well covered all that there,
okay,
that there is, yes.
Let's talk about Brazil as a place for classical music and composers in general. Are there many composers in Brazil these days?
Yes, there are. Mm-hmm.
Do you find that they are branched off into different schools, the nationalist schools, or the serial composers,
They're more contemporary in their style of writing. There was a lot of nationalism. But some of these living composers, as you can see, are still a lot doing much along the nationalistic line.
Yeah, there is a modern language, but certainly that folk song,
yes,
and that dance element is present. It's,
yes,
very obvious.
Definitely.
Well, let's hear some more music. I really want to hear more. I mean, and if I can say this for our audience and for our listeners, you're getting a real treat here to hear Brazilian composers that if we had them available, we would play them. But it's difficult to find recordings of this music. So we're glad to have you here. Let's hear some more. Who are we going to hear next?
Alberto Nepomuceno, who has passed away. He was born in Fortaleza, which is the city which I lived in, later moved to Recife, then Rio de Janeiro. Then he got a scholarship from the Brazilian government to go to Europe and study. And while he was there, he met a young lady who was a student of Grieg's. They married, and he went to Norway and spent quite a long time there in her hometown and where Grieg lived. And it was Grieg that really encouraged him to stick with writing in the nationalistic style.
This is one movement of a four-movement suite. The other three movements that we will not play today, the influence of Grieg is almost, he almost sounds copycat.
Okay.
Except in this movement.
And Batuque.
Yes, this is totally Brazilian with the rhythms, and but two of the other movements sound like a Grieg wannabe.
Okay.
So, but we love this one.
Wonderful. Well, Pas de Deux and pianist Teresa Tedder and Joana Ximenes on Classical 90.5 and during Lunchtime Classics.
Thank you.
The duo Pas de Deux, as I now know, is Teresa Tedder and Joanna Jimenez on Classical 90.5, Four Hands Dancing on the Steinway. I'm curious to know where you find these composers. Do you do an active search in Brazil, or do you go to universities, or?
Well, having lived there for 28 years, it was a matter of just coming across them.
Okay,
yes,
so
researching. Yes.
Do you find a lot of it published in Brazil, or is it mainly published in the U.S. or European companies?
Many of the things have been published, and the publisher just decides not to publish it anymore. And sometimes there's some pieces that I have only copies of because they're just not published anymore, out of print, right.
Mm-hmm. What I have found when I have traveled in Brazil is we have such an American mindset. There's something we want, you go to the store and buy it. And I was surprised when I would be visiting cities of several million, and I'd say, Joe, let's go to a music store. And she would say, there are no music stores.
Oh, no.
And so to locate and find any published music in Brazil was difficult for me when I was there. And I think that's the case for everybody. So it's a changing market down there as Brazil emerges and is struggling toward more this American capitalistic kind of thing that made it sound like that they weren't capitalistic before. That just delete that. More modern in its shopping atmosphere, maybe,
sure.
I should say, in its commercial.
In the music, yeah.
Yes.
In the music.
Now, here in the U.S., the universities are hotbeds for classical music and institutions for new music and classical music in general. Is that the case in Brazil also?
Yes.
I assume there are many orchestras also.
Yes, there are.
Well, how long, how many concerts a year do you all perform, and where do you perform?
I would say 10 to 12 a year. And we perform in many different venues. One of the venues is the Mid-Kentucky Arts, which we are both a part of. And there's a choral group, which Teresa is the conductor and I'm the pianist. And then we just perform anywhere that
anywhere
we're invited.
Yes. Very nice. Well, we're glad to have you here.
Thank
in
you.
The studios of Classical 90.5 at 619 South 4th. Let's hear some more music from Brazil. Who are we going to hear
okay.
next?
The next composer is Ernest Mali. He is also still living. This is a short piece, a toccata. Therefore, it's not very Brazilian at all. Toccata means a touch piece, a lot of finger work. Mali was actually born in Germany, but he went to Brazil as a very young man, remained there and took out Brazilian citizenship. And so he is considered by Brazilian musicians as a Brazilian.
Very nice. Yes. On Classical 90.5, Pas de Deux, Teresa Tedder and Joanna Jimenez.
Thank you.
pas de deux, Teresa Tedder and Joanna Ximenez. I was afraid we were going to run out of room on that piano. Hands were crossing, and who controls the pedals? Who's the designated driver? Do you have those?
Usually whoever is playing the secundo. However, we have discovered that sometimes melodic lines or harmonic changes will occur in unexpected places. So if you notice the feet work, a lot of times we're switching off the feet as well.
It's kind of like being an organist, sharing the organ with someone else and all the fancy footwork and handwork. Now, remind us again who we just heard.
Ernest Mali.
Mali.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A Brazilian composer by naturalization,
right.
Not by birth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now we have a famous one coming up later in the program. Who else is coming up?
Now we're going to be playing some pieces that Teresa arranged by Chiquinha Gonzaga, a woman composer, and I'll let her share about her. And I'll just let you go.
When we were traveling in Brazil, and Joanna kept telling me about this composer, Chiquinha Gonzaga, I thought that she was contemporary now. And then I discovered through talking to several people down there and through some research that this was a woman who lived in the 19th century. And she was a composer, a performer, a conductor, started the first musicians' union, not just for women, but for everybody. So I thought that this is a story that needs to be screamed from the headlines. That there was a woman 150 years ago that accomplished all of those things. Now, you have to understand, for any woman to have done that anywhere, especially in Western Europe or in America, in the late 1800s, would have been phenomenal. But to have done it in a Latin American society was just unheard of. She wrote 77 operettas, over 300 piano and instrumental pieces, numerous pieces of choral literature, art songs. She was not only woman composer, all of those first. She wrote one of the pieces of melody that we're going to play today is a carnival song. One of the crews or the groups that do the floats through the parade came to her and said, we'd like some music. And so she composed a short piece. It's very simple, melodically and harmonically, but it's a catchy tune, and it's still heard every year at Carnival. She is just phenomenal. And so I'm on a mission for the rest of my life to get her music out to the public. I have her melodies. There's some published music available in Brazil, but very, very little. There are numerous recordings where I've taken her melodies and transcribed them and have taken the liberty to hopefully arrange them like she would like. Her family, because of the shame and stigma attached with her being a public woman, destroyed many, many of her manuscripts, so it's difficult to find her music.
Well, arrangements by Teresa Tedder of the music of Gonzaga, is that correct? Mm-hmm. On Classical 90.5, and is there...
The first is a Trienche, which is a polka. This is the piece that catapulted her to fame. Within 6 months, they had reprinted 15 times, but there is no original of this, so that tells you how her manuscript was destroyed. So,
okay, on Classical 90.5 and during Lunchtime Classics, Pas de Deux.
Thank you.
Those were arrangements by Teresa Tedder of the music of Gonzaga. And wonderful music. You can hear that Brazilian dance. Speaking of dance, tell us about the dances from Brazil. I know the samba. Is that a dance from Brazil?
Yes. Uh-huh. And we have polkas and maxixe, different rhythms and mm-hmm. that are dances that are not familiar here.
Of course,
here.
I can't pick them out, but they all sound Brazilian to me, okay. And they sound wonderful to hear. Who else are we going to hear?
The next piece is also by Chiquinho Gonzaga. This is a slower piece, one that is from one of the operettas that she wrote. Very, very famous melody that is sung to this day.
Okay.
It's like a love song. And it's called Lua Branca, which means white moon. Pas de deux, and performing the music of Gonzaga, composer from Brazil, Teresa Tedder and Joana Jimenez. Beautiful music. What else is on the program? The next one by the same composer is this famous carnival piece that's played to this day.
Wonderful. Classical 90.5, Teresa Tedder and Joanna Jimenez, Pas de Deux, performing music from the largest country in South America, yet we hear very little of their music, but it's a shame because it's wonderful music. That was music by Gonzaga, correct?
Shakini Gonzaga. And for the Brazilians in the audience, I need to apologize about that piece. When you hear this in Brazil, it's just the melody over and over and over with zero variation, just over, like Mary Had a Little Lamb, over and over and over and over. I said, Joe, we can't just play eight bars over and over and over and over. So I arranged that as a theme in variations. I took liberties with the rhythm and with some of the harmonies. So for the Brazilians in the audience, I am so sorry.
I'm sure they'll
forgive know that
you.
I sullied the melody. Yes,
we have some nodding their heads in forgiveness, so that's
no,
okay.
When I said, no, this was one of her melodies that had to be arranged for us to play, and I kept thinking, what in the world is she going to do with it? This is so simple, just 1-4-5 progression, and the melody is the same over, and I think it's fantastic, the arrangement.
It was a wonderful arrangement. Teresa Tedder, the arranger there. Well, it looks like to conclude the program today, we'll be hearing from Brazil's most famous son, Heitor Villa-Lobos, correct?
Right. Uh-huh.
And what will we be hearing from him?
Villa-Lobos was an extremely prolific composer. He wrote just a phenomenal amount of music for every instrument and every group of instrument that you can imagine, for orchestra, for combinations of instruments that no one else has done. He was not a pianist. He began learning music from his father, who was a professor, worked in the National Library, and was an amateur semi-professional musician. And he taught his son music by using a viola on the floor. He said, I'm going to teach you to play cello. But he used the viola, put a little stick on the end of it, and taught his son to play cello. The next instrument was clarinet. Then Villa-Lobos learned on his own from other musicians guitar. He never took piano lessons. He never went to a music school, so it's just incredible how he wrote all of the music that he did. Some of his piano music is extremely difficult, some of it almost non-playable. His wife was a pianist, and he would bring these pieces for her to play, and she would say, this is not playable. It's impossible. And she said, you're going to have to change things. No, I want it like this. And so they were in constant conflict for this reason.
What a marriage.
Yeah. So this piece that we're going to play is A Folia de um Bloco Infantil, which is referring to a carnival group of children, okay, in their little group as they dance the carnival in the parade. This is just one of two piano duets that he wrote, the other being the 10th movement of a suite.
All right. So. Pas de deux, Teresa Tedder and Joanna Jimenez on Classical 90.5. Thank you. Classical 90.5 Pas de Deux, pianist Teresa Tedder and Joana Jimenez performing music from Brazil, ending with Villa Lobos and a music for four hands piano here at our Steinway on Classical 90.5. Thank you both for being here. A real treat for our listeners both here in the studio and on the radio, listening to all this music that we don't hear enough about. So we look forward to hearing more from you both about music from Brazil in the future, and looking forward to hearing more of you in concert. This is Classical 90.5. You've been listening to Lunchtime Classics. Let me remind you that our website, wuol.org, has information about upcoming Lunchtime Classics concerts, which you're all invited to. Thank you for being here. I'm Daniel Gillum.